AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A hospital worker in Wisconsin has been arrested, accused of spoiling doses of the coronavirus vaccine. The pharmacist is accused of removing hundreds of doses from refrigeration.
We became increasingly suspicious of the behavior of the individual in question.
Dr. Jeff Barr at Aurora Healthcare Medical Group said the pharmacist has been fired.
We're really not able to make any judgments on motive at this time. That's something that I'm sure will be looked at by the authorities that are now handling the investigation.
The Moderna vaccine is viable for 12 hours outside refrigeration. Workers use the vaccine to inoculate 57 people before discarding the rest.
Moderna has clarified there will be no harm or negative effect from having received the vaccines.
The people who received the spoiled doses are being closely monitored. California surpassed 25,000 coronavirus deaths since the start of the pandemic. Public health officials in California are pleading with residents just hours before the start of 2021 not to gather for New Year's Eve celebrations. Body cam video has been released by police in Minneapolis. A man was shot and killed last night by police during a traffic stop. This is Police Chief Madaria Arredondo.
When I viewed the video that everyone else is viewing, and certainly the real-time, the slowdown version, it appears that the individual inside the vehicle fires his weapon at the officers first.
Police say the man, identified by his father as Dolal Id, was a suspect in a felony. This was the first police-involved death in Minneapolis since George Floyd died while being restrained by officers in May. President Trump is extending pandemic-related bans on green cards and work visas to large groups of applicants through March 31st. While a federal appeals court sided with him on a rule that requires new immigrants to have their own health insurance. Record closes today on the last day of the year for the Dow and the S&P 500. This is AP News. As Britain exits from the European Union, Prime Minister Boris Johnson's father wants to become closer with the EU.
Stanley Johnson told broadcaster RTL that he was in the process of reclaiming his French identity. Johnson says his mother was born in France. RTL said Johnson's putting together a French citizenship request. The elder Johnson is a former member of the European Parliament who backed remaining in the EU in Britain's 2016 membership referendum. He has since expressed support for his son as the Prime Minister led the UK out of the bloc. Zaria Shackley, London.
Republican Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska issued a pointed rebuke of GOP attempts to object January 6th to the Electoral College tally of the presidential election, warning colleagues against a dangerous ploy that could damage the nation's civic traditions. Donald Trump is the first president to lose a re-election bid in almost 30 years. He has attributed his defeat to widespread voter fraud. Ed Donahue, AP News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.